Welcome to Cubs Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ray Blades. Batting second. The center fielder, Jack Smith. Batting third. The second baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Bottomley. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Max Flack. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Spex Topperser. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Les Bell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob O'Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Flint Rem. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Flint Rem. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Sparky Adams. Batting second. The right fielder, Cliff Heathcott. Batting third. The third baseman, Howard Fragaw. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Mandy Brooks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Art John. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rabbit Moranville. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Elmer Jacobs. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Elmer Jacobs. And now, play ball. Ray Blades is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blades hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Jack Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is called out on strikes. One out. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground into center field, out of the reach of Brooks. Hornsby reaches second base with a double. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Heathcott. Bottomley reaches second base with a double. Hornsby scores. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack takes first base on ball four. Spex Topperser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Topperser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bottomley moves to third. Flack moves to second. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. John settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bottomley tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Cardinals. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. John settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Cliff Heathcott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcott hits a fly ball into right field. Flack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Howard Fragaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Flint Rem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rem is called out on strikes. One out. Ray Blades is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blades is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Blades hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Cardinals. Jack Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a pop-up towards first. Bottomley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John moves to third. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rem fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Rem. John scores. Hartnett moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 4-1, Cardinals. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bottomley fields it and throws to second for the out. Hartnett scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-2, Cardinals. Tommy Griffith pinch hits for Elmer Jacobs. Tommy Griffith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffith takes first base on ball 4. Moranville moves to second. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby misplays the ball. That's an error on Hornsby. Moranville moves to third. Griffith moves to second. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0-for-1 in the game. Heathcote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moranville scores. Griffith scores. There goes Adams trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two runs are unearned. It's Cardinals, 4, Cubs, 4. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Wilbur Cooper now pitching. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bottomley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Flack hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Specs Topperser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Topperser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Topperser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Flack moves to second. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fragoff fields it and throws to second for the out. Flack moves to third. Two outs. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to second. Flint Rem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper fires to third and picks off Flack. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Howard Fraga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fraga is 0 for 1 in the game. Fraga hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 1 in the game. Brooks hits a fly ball into left field. Blade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. John hits a ball on the ground towards short. Topperser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fraga moves to second. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hartnett hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-4, Cubs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Grimm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Moranville hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Cubs 6, and the Cardinals 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Flint Rem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rem is 0 for 1 in the game. Rem is called out on strikes. One out. Ray Blades is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blades is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Blades is hit by the pitch. Ralph Schinners pinch hits for Jack Smith. Ralph Schinners is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schinners hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of John. Schinners reaches second base with a double. Blades moves to third. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hornsby hits a line drive into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Blades tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-5, Cubs. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bottomley takes first base on ball 4. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Flack hits a line drive into center field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Cardinals 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Ralph Schinners now playing center field. Wilbur Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cooper moves to second. One out. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Heathcote takes first base on ball 4. Howard Fraga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fraga is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fraga hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Bell. Cooper scores. Heathcote moves to third. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 7-5, Cubs. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 2 in the game. Brooks strikes out. Two outs. Art John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. John hits a ball on the ground towards short. Topperser fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Cardinals 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Specs Topperser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Topperser is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Topperser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops it up and throws to first, with Cooper covering, for the out. One out. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. John settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. O'Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Cardinals 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hartnett hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-5, Cubs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby misplays the ball. That's an error on Hornsby. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Grimm moves to second. One out. Wilbur Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bottomley juggles the ball. That's an error on Bottomley. Grimm moves to third. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Adams hits a fly ball into right field. Flack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Heathcote hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hornsby can't make a play. That's a base hit. Grimm scores. Cooper moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 9-5, Cubs. Howard Fragaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaugh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fragaugh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Topperser fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Cardinals 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Flint Rem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rem is 0-for-2 in the game. Rem hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Blades is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blades is 2-for-2 in the game, with two home runs. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Blades hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adams misplays the ball. That's an error on Adams. Two outs. Ralph Schinners is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schinners is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Schinners hits a line drive into center field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Cardinals 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Cooney now playing left field. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 3 in the game. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ram fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Art John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. John is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Hartnett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cooney. Hartnett reaches second base with a double. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Grimm hits a ball on the ground for a single. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Moranville hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hartnett scores. Grimm moves to third. It's 10-5, Cubs. Wilbur Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Cardinals 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hornsby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bottomley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fragaw fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Flack hits a line drive into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Cardinals 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Wilbur Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-5, Cubs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Heathcote is hit by the pitch. Howard Fragaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaw is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Fragaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Cardinals 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Specs Topperser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Topperser is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Topperser hits a line drive towards first. Grimm reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-6, Cubs. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, O'Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walter Schmidt pinch hits for Flint Rim. Walter Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt hits a fly ball into center field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Cardinals 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Stewart now pitching. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 4 in the game. Brooks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Art John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. John bunts towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. Brooks moves to second. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 4 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and two home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and has Brooks trapped. There's the throw to Bell, who throws to Hornsby, who tags Brooks for the out. Hartnett moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bottomley scoops it up and throws to first, with Stewart covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Cardinals 6. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jimmy Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ralph Schinners is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schinners is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Schinners hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cooney moves to second. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hornsby hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bottomley hits a fly ball into center field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Flack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 11, and St. Louis Cardinals, 6. Goodbye from Cubs Park in Chicago.